Episode 1, The Writing Caddy, Naming Characters.
Hello, Father.
Hello, Daughter. What are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to be talking about naming, specifically naming characters. How do you name your characters, Dad?
Initially, Meg, I was actually quite unscientific with the naming of my characters. I used the names of people I knew. So for the first so many books, my characters' names are the names of my brothers and sisters and uncles and aunties, the names of my friends, my brother-in-laws.
Your daughter.
My daughter, yes. But then I started using other ways to name my characters. One way I named my characters was to use the names in the telephone book. The names in the telephone book are surnames, so they sounded a little bit different. So perhaps one of my names in one of my books is Thatcher or Slee. Slee is a surname in the telephone book and it has a sort of a sound like Sly. So I used the name Slee for one of my baddie type characters. And obviously I also make sure that my names are unique. So I wouldn't have two names sort of sounding the same. So John and David is okay, but maybe not so much okay is Sophie and Amy. They're both two-syllable names and they both end in the sound E. So I try to make sure my names are quite different as well. What about you?
Well, I write fantasy and historical fiction, and for both of those, the process of getting the names is quite different. So when I'm writing fantasy, I'm looking for quite unique names as well. I actually have a little baby names book that I think you gave it to me when I was about 12. And I use that to look for really unusual names. So one of the names in my book Where is Lowell, which actually means little wolf. Now the character Lowell is a werewolf, so that matches up quite well.
Fantastic.
I also made up some names in Where. So there's the name Lycaia. Lycaia is derived from Lycan, which is wolf or werewolf, and also from King Lycaon, who was a Greek king that's associated with the werewolf mythology.
Okay.
Now, it's quite different when you're writing historical fiction. I'm writing about real people, so I have to use their actual names. And the problem with that is that I've ended up with three Williams, two Marys, a James, a Jack, a Robert, and a Roberts.
And how do you distinguish between all those exactly the same surnames, or exactly the same names?
I've had to use surnames, or I've had to use nicknames for that.
I also use the meanings of names in my writing. So I wanted a strong female character, and the name Diana comes from the Roman goddess for hunting. So I wanted a strong female name, so Diana suited that character's name. I also named a goose in one of my novels, Gallico, because there was a novel called The Snow Goose, and the author was Paul Gallagher. Do you consider how the names will sound when you read the book aloud?
I do now. When I was writing Where took me 10 years to write, and I didn't really consider how the names sound aloud or how other people are going to be reading them and approaching them. So I was quite used to these names. A lot of them have Welsh origins or Celtic origins, and I was quite content with those. But having published Where, the question that I get most often in book talks is, how do you pronounce the name of your characters and how do you pronounce the title, which is a bit of a problem. So that's something that now I think about and would probably approach differently.
So maybe making the names more phonetically correct?
Possibly. I mean, the difficulty there is that I want to keep them linguistically consistent with the different areas that I've written for the world building. So for names like the Gwythyn Valley, for names like Kiva or even Lowell, what I'd probably do next time is use a pronunciation key at the beginning of the book.
Uh-huh. Good idea. I also consider how the name sounds when it's read aloud. Quite often, I suppose, I read my work aloud to see how it sounds. And one of my characters' names was Wenceslas. But when I started reading the book aloud, I ended up with things like Wenceslas's ideas, Wenceslas's gifts, Wenceslas's this and that. And it was quite hard to read the book. So I changed the name Wenceslas to the name of my brother-in-law. And we'll see how that pans out in the future. And as we've had this discussion, Meg, I'm sort of thinking, I wonder if, even if the names are similar, if you use the characteristics of the characters, if one character was significantly different to another, whether that could compensate for similar sounding names.
It's possible, but I mean, then again, if I think about Lord of the Rings as an example, you have Sauron and Saruman, and I mean, one of them's just a giant
Maybe we shouldn't rely too much on the characteristics of the individuals. Maybe we should think about the names.
Maybe. I think that just goes to show how important names are, doesn't it?
I suppose names are pretty important.
That's it for now.
Goodbye, daughter.
Goodbye, father.